and for those.
This is why we can't have
shown the way.
Nice things.
Thus, here are the reasons why we can't have nice things. First of all, shout out of stupidity to the two cars who stopped on 35 northbound in Fort Worth to block traffic to pass a liquor bottle to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like on the highway, and it's a TikTok video that now has like over a million views. So two cars toward the right side, 35 north, right around Rosedale and Allen. That seems to be the next exit from the video. So, well traveled. Right in the middle, stop, block traffic in out the passenger side comes, I don't know if it's a 40 or what, and it goes to the car. Mm. They just sat there and took their time. The video was recorded by Christina Marquez, and she said she was afraid to honk. She was right behind him because, you know, road rage incidents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't really do that. So Fort Worth PD wrote in a social media post that police were aware of the video, and they said holding up traffic on any road due to a, quote, handoff between cars is illegal, adding, we can't believe we have to say this. Well,
don't make me repeat myself. So there's a lot of ways to pop the question. An airplane riding in the sky on a secluded beach.
That's how I did it.
Or how about with another woman's ring?
I did not do that.
This is the case of one Joe Davis. You see, he met two women on OkCupid and fell madly in love with both of them. But this didn't go over well, especially when one saw the other wearing her engagement band. So she called the police. They went after him because he had an active warrant, and now he added up some charges of grand theft.
There's a lot of questions there.
I know. And if we're really lucky,
yeah,
this will be on Love After Lockup.
Yeah,
I mean, Joe.
Are they still
Let's
all
go.
Together? That's what really counts is love. Dum, 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 dum. Let's talk about a drug dealer in Florida who saw the cops closing in on him right at that moment. So he takes off. Well, turns around to take off. And the guy that he sold the the white powdery stuff to threw the bag right back at him and hit him in the head, knocked him down, and the police grabbed him. This all happened last Friday. And to a dealer named Bobby Johnson. Yeah. Literally caught red-handed. But the, quote, customer was refunding the purchase because he didn't want to get caught with it either. So he threw it, and it ended up just knocking the guy down enough for police to swoop in and get it. Injury to insult. You got
So today when I grow up, I want to be Teresa Gola. You see, she just turned 99 years old and had a very special request for her birthday. It was not a game of bingo or tapioca pudding. Something much more hot. Namely, some firefighters to attend her party.
Whoa.
The guys from four cities in New England came by the senior citizens' home. Flowers, gifts, cake. She says the secret to her longevity is wine.
Huh?
See? No. Herschel, yeah. You should ask her
Easy
out.
Herschel.
What's that?
I'll do what I can. There you go. Rocking on. This was a eternal question. Why did the chicken cross the road? And evidently over there in Visalia, California, it was to cause a crash with a motorcycle. A chicken caused a motorcycle wreck while crossing the road.
Oh, what?
That had the name of Lover's Lane there in Visalia or California.
Visalia.
The motorcyclist was cruising along when the chicken ran into the road, got freaked out, jumped in the air, and then hit him in the chest. He lost control and crashed. He sustained minor injuries. No word on the chicken.
He assaulted me with the chicken.
It can happen. But for a minute, it actually makes you the chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey. Hey.
You know, Anthony LeBron Carter has not been behaving himself. Residents of a home in Miami Beach, they called police because they found him inside. But when officers arrived, fear not, he had a very good reason. First off, he said, I own this place. Hmm. And, as quite the resume, he was the 36th president, not to mention an alien.
Really?
Uh-huh. Lots of layers there. So many facets.
So the bigger conspiracy is not Kennedy, but it's that LBJ is evidently alive. Look at that.
Dum, 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 dum.
I knew it. Farron Fullerton was arrested a couple of weeks ago because for a couple of weeks he would not leave. See, he was at a hotel in Florida, and he wouldn't leave after his reservation ended. So he just parked it there. And after a couple of weeks, golly, the police finally show up, and they are there to kick him out. But when the cops showed up, they found Farron wearing a stolen inmate uniform.
Oh.
The uniform belonged to Mitchell County Jail, and the authorities looked into his background and confirmed, yeah, he was not an escapee from the facility, but he had been there before and apparently just snuck away with that after a previous jail stay.
Hmm.
The sheriff said, I've heard of dress for success, but never dress for an arrest. He was ready for his mugshot already.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, they say don't dress for the job you have. You know?
Dumb, 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 dumb.